Bridging Culture Worldwide, Korea-U.S. Briefing for Wednesday, June 24, 2026. Headline: Korean won closes above 1,540 per dollar, even as the KOSPI surges 3.4% on AI chip strength. Top story: the won settled at 1,541.8 per dollar, its weakest close since March 2009, on a third straight session of dollar strength and Fed rate hike expectations. The slide cuts both ways for Korea Inc. On the plus side, a weaker won inflates the local currency value of dollar revenue, padding margins for exporters like Hyundai, Kia, Samsung, and SK Hynix that bill U.S. buyers in dollars, and it partly offsets the bite of U.S. tariffs by making Korean goods cheaper abroad. On the minus side, Korea imports nearly all of its energy and much of its raw materials in dollars, so input costs and imported inflation climb just as firms carrying dollar-denominated debt face heavier service costs. Net read: a tailwind for the export P&L, a headwind for importers and balance sheets, and a flashing signal on capital flows worth watching. Sector watch: semiconductors. SK Hynix has overtaken Samsung as Korea's most valuable company on HBM, AI demand, with shares up more than 340% this year. The KOSPI jumped 3.4% Wednesday on the chip rally. Automotive: a weaker one lifts Hyundai, Kia U.S. margins. Hanwha watch: a Senate Armed Services Committee defense bill, approved June 11, could let the U.S. Navy procure up to 2 bulk fuel and 2 strategic sealift vessels from foreign shipyards, a potential opening for Hanwha Philly Shipyard. Separately, Hanwha Aerospace became Korea's first defense firm to win an S&P credit rating, A stable, on June 22. BCW take: a low one plus record AI chip valuations is a split-screen Korea. Pick your exposure deliberately, because the currency tailwind for exporters and the cost headwind for importers are now both real and widening. New: the Hyundai Way is now available in Kindle, paperback, and hardcover. Inside the culture, leadership, and strategy that built a global automaker, the work funneling model, the Chaebol timeline, and the 5 transformation vectors reshaping Hyundai's next decade. If your team is weighing Korea exposure this year, this is the lens I bring to client work. Reply if you'd like to talk. Stay in the loop on Korea-US business. Get the briefing and more, free. End of briefing.